Let's get through to our business editor, Giles Beckford, now for an update on what's been happening on the markets. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora to you, Ingrid. Wall Street, it's just marking time until the Federal Reserve statement that's due out in an hour or two. No change to rates is expected, but people will be looking for hints when rate cuts might start. So the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they are really flat, fractionally lower for some of them, just a handful of points in either direction. The local top 50 index gained for a second session in a row, 15 points, about 0.1%. The New Zealand dollar, 60.4 US cents, 92.4 Australian. And in our main bulletin, we'll be having a bit more of our chat with the International Monetary Fund head, who was who's been here, about taking long-term control of government spending. Economic numbers, as you've been hearing, growth numbers are out today. The omens are not particularly cheerful. And tax breaks for property investors, they're not expected to give the housing market too much of a lift, in the short term at least. That and the latest from the markets at around 10 to 7.
Kia ora, thank you very much, Giles. We will hear from you then.